Michelle.
Bill.
Okay, now you guys can talk about what you wanted to talk about. I am inebriated. I'm warning you.
I'm going to be.
Are we recording or?
I don't know. We might be. How about you just start talking, you son of a bitch?
Okay, so deepfake. Or do you want me to save deepfakes?
Oh, yeah, okay, hold on. Let's see this. I've not seen the deepfakes.
Okay, Pornhub is taking them
more
all down.
More porn talk.
Pornhub is taking them all down. You have to go to 4chan and 8chan.
Welcome to Ravelcast Uncut. We are going to switch it up this week by talking about porn for the first time. Oh, shit. Okay, I gotta go 4chan.
4chan, because the Reddit was taken down.
Yeah, just so.
And
yeah, I'm not looking at it. I just know about it. I don't need to see it.
Deepfakes thread.
I gotta see how accurate it is.
Okay, for some it's really good, for some it's bad. But the thing is,
some apparently is hilarious.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like it's completely computer done, right? So it's not someone poorly did it. It's not even someone.
It's the robots that failed us.
Yes. Deepfakes beyond the fappening. Deepfakes purged from Giphy Cat. Damn. Where have I been the past week? Damn.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this last week from Philip DeFranco.
I can't find deepfakes anywhere.
It wasn't meant to be. You're not allowed to have access to porn.
Okay, let me DM you, I guess.
Okay,
slide
whatever.
Into those DMs, baby.
You can just post it into the main chat. So is it illegal, or are they just banning it because it's creepy?
They are not illegal unless you claim they're real. The concern is it could lead to fake revenge porn.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of real revenge porn I could release against a bunch of people, but I'm not going to.
Okay. I guess. Because if this is just our recording server, then that's fine.
Okay, let's take a peek at this.
Let's and you can also, like, it's better with
dicks.
Sound.
I'm not
it's
gonna,
better with
I'm not
sound.
Gonna watch it with sound. Boobies. Okay. Didario. Leah Gotti. Webm. Leah Gotti is an actual porn star, though.
Okay. I found.
It's apparently like Emma Watson, Margot Robbie.
Why is there so many Emma Watson ones? It's crazy.
I don't know. It kind of creeps me out a little bit. Even though I know she's like perfectly of age now.
Yeah, it still bugs me. It's like the Olsen twin thing. So once I grew up with them, I'm not like...
Yeah, you're not into it.
Yeah.
The one I linked is Emma Watson.
Of course,
the
that's
only
the
one
you
he doesn't
find.
Want to see.
Oh, dear. Ah, man. Emma Watson looks like... what's his name? Richard Dawkins. And I can't unsee that. Oh, that's weird. She looks a little bit like that other Spice Girl.
Okay, and this one is Danielle Panabaker from The Flash.
No! You leave her alone.
I've actually seen her naked. We fucked.
Nice. Was she good?
Not really. Nice person. I don't know who she is, so I don't know if this is accurate or not. Yeah, they're like creepy robot-y looking, and sometimes the face is weird. It looks like
it's still better than when people manually do it. Because I've seen some good manual ones, but they're still not as good as these.
Okay.
I mean, I don't look at pornography.
No, of course not. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Oh, so the Sophie Turner one is pretty good.
Oh God, no!
All right, last one. Wait, how old is Sophie Turner?
She's of age now.
You know what?
What is she like? Not just turned 18?
Not interested.
No, that's Maisie Williams that just...
I feel like she's still 60.
Okay, fine.
Not interested.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. I think they're creepy. I'm not really into it. How do you guys feel?
Pretty fucked up is how I feel about it.
I haven't really seen any celebrities I would actually want to see yet. So like,
okay, what is your fappening list then? Which ones would you want on deepfakes?
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh, really? God, that'd be so boring.
Yeah.
Kristen Ritter.
Delaware.
What? Delaware. Kristen Ritter? Jesus, gross.
What? Why?
Ugh, keep going.
Jessica Jones?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Jessica Jones?
She's a bee in apartment 23.
True.
But she was also hot in that show. Nope. You know, whenever you ask me to name an actress, I will forget all the actresses' names at once.
It's panic.
But there are many. Yes.
Sheer panic.
I don't know. That chubby girl from Hairspray? I don't know. Fuck.
What?
You're just making me grasp for names now.
You mean, you can grasp for names, but Jesus, these are the ones that you land on?
Don't judge. Don't judge his women taste.
Okay.
Specifically what I'm doing.
Famous actresses. Google.
Yes or no. This is like a whole new
I'm sure, Kayla, I'm sure you got a couple. Show. Come on.
No, because it's weird and creepy. If somebody doesn't put up their own like porn or want porn up, I'm not going to watch it. It weirds me out.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it, which ones would you do?
No.
Come on.
I'd rather just sleep with them myself, you know?
Okay, then pick those ones.
Famous actresses I'd sleep with?
Actors, actresses.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. You're the lowest standards I've ever fucking heard in my life.
He likes the nerds.
Yeah.
There's nerdy girls that are hot, I think.
Who?
Tina Fey was hot in, like, seasons of 30 Rock. Episodes of 30 Rock.
Nope. You're so against this.
I'm super against this.
Well, who would you want to see?
I wouldn't want to see anyone because I'm a classy guy, but
if I had to,
Christina Hendricks.
Eliza Dushku. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Dushku's a good one. Yeah, my list isn't that long. It's pretty low.
Who?
Eliza Dushku's not on my list. Christina Hendricks and...
Kat Dennings.
Allison Brie. I used to bang a girl that looked like Kat Dennings. I feel like it got it out of my system.
Allison Brie for sure.
You sound so wistful for this.
What's her name? The girl that plays Britta? What's her name?
Oh.
Gillian Jacobs.
Yeah, I.
She seems like she would bite somebody's cock off.
I mean,
I'm okay with that.
What if you're into that?
Yeah. Who hasn't had their cock bitten off? I had
that girl who plays Molly Hooper on Sherlock.
I don't know Sherlock who that is. Yeah, put up
some British broad, Amy Acker.
Amy Acker's on that, or is that a different person that you're naming?
A different person. Amy Acker's okay. Great though. I wouldn't fuck
Allison
her.
Allison Hannigan.
I wouldn't fuck her either. They're all like way too skinny for me. Isn't it good that we're making fake porn since all of our porn stars are killing themselves?
Yes.
Wow.
So Olivia Lua died. Yurizen Beltran died. Shyla Stiles has died.
Holy shit. What?
Yeah, Olivia, now you care.
I thought you were like just talking about like the two that we just happened to talk about in the past two podcasts. I didn't realize this was like a whole thing.
Olivia Nova died. August Ames, we talked about, had just died.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who have died.
It is that time of year, apparently.
So why do we have so many people that died?
This time of year or in porn?
In porn.
I don't know, because they probably got treated like shit when they first started out and got forced into a gangbang that they never wanted to do, but they really wanted to be in porn. That's typically how it goes.
So do you think everyone wants to blame the industry, but could it be outside forces, the stigma of how they're treated by society?
Are you saying there's a porno Illuminati? You're saying there's a porno Illuminati.
No, I'm saying that people shame porn stars, although they consume their stuff and they feel comfortable being mean to them online, and because they're flooded with so much hate, they end up taking it really hard, and then they kill themselves, because they're usually young and unstable girls that often end up there.
That could definitely be a thing, because women especially are just like, oh, it's so degrading for a woman to be in porn, but I mean, if she's choosing to be there, leave her the fuck alone and let her live her life.
Mm-hmm. Not to say that there isn't problems with the industry that can definitely be fixed, but
for sure.
I don't think it helps by being mean to the performers who are the victims.
No.
Because there's a lot of victim blaming going on here.
It's a whole problem with trolling online in general, because everybody has balls because they don't have to face people's faces.
I think trolling's fine, and I think if you put yourself out there to be trolled, then you have to accept that that's going to happen and have thick skin about it. I think we just need to teach people to accept that there's going to be like these dark masses outside, and they like to have fun with this shit because to them it's not serious. And so you shouldn't take it serious to people who don't take it seriously themselves.
Yeah, but for people who suffer from severe depression, that's easier said than done.
If you suffer from severe depression, don't go on the internet.
But what if that's the only thing that makes you happy? It's not black and white.
It's black and white.
It's not black and white.
If the only thing that makes you happy is going on the internet, then you need to go to different...
No, but for a lot of people, if they have severe anxiety problems and they can't really communicate with people in the real world, that's sort of a career they turn to because they can do it online without ever having to meet people.
But I thought Achilles is specifically saying going on the internet to troll people,
mm-hmm.
not just internet in general.
Well, I mean, you can get trolled on the internet and they can make you feel bad, but you could also not make it let it make you feel bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. And I agree with that. But I'm just saying in certain circumstances, that's easier said than done.
I'm not saying it's easy, but stop being pussies just because it's difficult. Sorry that you love getting retweets on Twitter. And sorry, sometimes people are mean to you on Twitter. If that's the case, go find another source of happiness. Drugs.
I get that.
Drugs are a great idea.
Drugs. Yeah. They make you forget everything.
Do you guys know what Kylie Jenner named her daughter?
I don't give a fuck. I could care less.
If you were going to name a kid, what would you name it?
If I was a celebrity or a real person?
If you got to name her kid.
Starscream.
Starscream is not far off from the actual name.
Very Damn. true.
Yeah.
I wish I was named Starscream.
Yeah, me too. We gotta work on that.
You could probably legally change your name to that.
How about my last name?
Probably. Or you want a new last name to go
with? I want it to be all one word. Achilles Starscream. Starscream. Yeah, okay. How about you, Kayla? What would you name the baby?
I certainly wouldn't name it after a fruit or a place.
So not avocado.
Or some kind of weather.
So not Morocco or avocado or stormy.
Not apple. Apple's already taken. That was my dream name. So.
Really?
Yeah, I really wanted to name my kid Apple and then my second kid Pear. And I was hoping that it would be Pear Shape.
Okay. So her name is actually Stormy. Like Stormy Daniels.
That's not.
I was going to say, that's a porn star name.
That's a legit porn star name. Like, have a perfect name for your daughter, because I think I don't want to make horrible accusations. I know this might be terrible to say about a newborn, but that kid's going to grow up to be a huge slut. Just like her mom and her aunts and her grandma.
Whoa.
It is how you are raised, they say.
No, it isn't. It's the size
of totally your name?
Yeah, it's the name.
It's the name.
The size of your testicles relative to the people around you.
I mean, yeah. Have you ever seen a porn star named Ethel?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Well,
no,
they probably changed their names to something more accommodating if their names actually were Ethel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would bang Ethel from Archie.
Yeah, we get it. You have weird taste. It's
really the girl funny. From the girl in Deadpool, Negasonic Teenage Warhead. That's what I want a deep fake of.
Oh my god.
What is wrong with you? You like both young and older ugly people. It's like a weird, very weird.
I'm not ugly. I like nerdy, awkward,
emotionally damaged.
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy wins the lottery 23.
Oh,
23 days after winning the $1 million prize. He dies.
Okay.
Donald Savastang died. He was 51 years old, lives in Queens, New York, won the New York's Merry Millionaire game for $1 million.
He's That's like, not what I was thinking about.
Oh, it's going to change my life. I'm probably getting a new truck and go on vacation. But then, 23 days later, he fucking died. Because he had enough money to go to the doctor for the first time, found out that he had stage 4 brain and lung cancer, and just had a couple weeks to live.
Wow.
Oh my god. Is this Alanis Morissette? Because that is crazy ironic. I'm pretty sure that's one of the lyrics in the song.
I mean, at least he gave that money to the rest of his family, right?
I think he wanted to be buried with it. Like, it's the only thing he's ever won, so... I mean, wouldn't you?
No, that's very selfish and not nice.
Whoa. You're learning how to be a person. I'm so very proud of you.
Yeah. Now find me more deep fakes.
Oh my god.
You are a disgusting, broken human being.
Yes, thank you.
Did you guys watch the Grammys?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I don't listen to modern human music.
Oh, really? I hear it's good nowadays sometimes. People are mad at Ed Sheeran for winning. And I'm like, he had the best songs. Like, you know, shit that was played the most on the radio.
Why are they mad at him for winning?
Because he's a white male and it's his fault.
Oh.
He won over all the women.
Oh.
Well, did they have any good songs this year? Because I sure didn't hear
They were saying that Kesha
Demi Lovato probably should win something.
I love Demi Lovato. She changed my mind.
I do too. Her new album's amazing. But yeah, I don't know. Is Kesha's song really that amazing? Or is it just because she came out and was a badass bitch? Like, you know, you got to separate the music from actually doing something good that other women were too scared to
do. Hashtag Dr. Luke is innocent.
Yeah, okay. No.
That's so funny. That's
I mean, her song did show she could actually sing, so I guess if you could win for that, because I didn't know she could sing.
I don't think she's that good of a singer. I've heard better singers on American Idol every week. Is that still a show? I hear
it
better
wasn't,
singers.
And I think it's back now.
How about The Voice?
That's still a thing.
X Factor?
I have no idea.
The Launch.
That's the new one, isn't it?
Making a Band.
No, I don't think that's around anymore. No. I think you just outed your age.
America's Best Dance Crew.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that show. Damn.
So you think you can dance is still on.
America's Best Rock Band.
That was a thing?
That was a thing.
Wow.
Girlicious. Girlicious, wow. that was for Finding the Next Pussycat Doll, right?
No, that was the second one. I know too much.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was such a lame girl.
Oh my god. Did you guys see the Natalie Portman rap?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did not.
It's fine.
It was funny, but I kind of liked the first one better. I thought it rhymed more, at least.
First one was way better.
This one it sounded sort of awkward.
I fucked your husband and his best friend just because. I'm like, it's just rude. It's not even nice. Like,
were you triggered?
Yeah,
did Natalie
Portman
trigger you?
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. You don't gotta do shit like that.
Nothing. You want a hug? You want me to give you a hug?
Yeah, because girls are never. I wish I dated a lot more bitches because girls were never trying to fuck me to get at my girlfriends. I wish that was a problem, but I kept with pretty nice people usually.
Well, that's your fault.
So you know Casey Neistat, famous YouTube blogger?
Yeah.
He started a company called Bim.
How do you spell that?
Beam.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's pronounced. And then it didn't do anything and it wasn't popular, and the only reason people installed it was because he was on it and it was like just to record. It was Vine essentially. And then so because he forced his followers to install it, he then sold it with an artificial user base to CNN for $30 million.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah. And then a few weeks later left the company, and now a couple days after that, they shut down Beam. So that's fun.
Make way, Vine 2, make way.
Yeah, good job, CNN. Great headway. Someone there just like, how did he finagle that company out of $30 million for nothing? It's kind of amazing. I guess that's the story of a lot of tech, but Jesus Christ, that's fucking ridiculous.
The power of YouTube and the garbage that's on it.
More like Jewtube.
Whoa.
Whoa!
No, no, because of all the Jews on there. How was Rice Gum still famous?
Because somebody else hated him and it made him more famous because everybody hates that person who hates him.
But the guy who hates him, I like.
Which guy?
There's
a few.
Oh, really?
And if you say,
shocker.
Yeah.
I like Content Cop.
Oh, yeah. No, Content Cop's hilarious. No, no, no. Jake Paul and Logan Paul and him got into like a fight or whatever.
Because everyone who hated Jake Paul just went over to an Asian Jake Paul?
Basically.
That is so fucking stupid. I'm really pissed off about that.
You sound so mad.
I'm like really angry and I don't know what to do about it.
Tell us how you feel.
People were upset at Alessia Cara for Grammys wins. I will not let everything I've worked for be diminished by people taking offense to my accomplishments. Said
why are you getting mad at the artist, though? Like, why get mad at the artist? She didn't choose herself to win.
She
like,
beat out Khaled, Lil Uzi Vert, Joanna Michaels, and SZA. To
what song did they put out?
For best,
I don't know any of those people.
You don't know Lil Uzi Vert?
No, she got but I don't know what she's saying either.
She sang Issues, maybe. I got issues. You got
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that the song? I don't know if that's her.
I think something like that.
Following her win, viewers were quick to criticize her victory, claiming she had already made it within the industry with her hit song Here. So she's not really new. And then she was like, leave me alone. I'm okay with it. I don't care. How do you feel?
I don't know why people are getting mad at the artists. Like, they don't choose the award to be given to themselves.
No one got mad at Marissa Tomei for winning Best Actress.
But she that's because she is the best actress.
She won it for My Cousin Vinny over, like...
Oh, then.
She won it over, what's her name, for Silence of the Lambs, Jodie Foster.
Really?
Yeah, something like that, I don't know. I could be making that up, but I'm not going to tell you. Hey, did you guys see the Super Bowl?
The like halftime show.
It was sure super. No, the footballings. They threw balls back and forth to each other. They rubbed each other's backs.
Somebody got injured. I saw that part.
No one played defense. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't really
the Patriots. And then a guy out hustled the other team constantly and won every second of the game. Great stuff.
Sounds very exciting. I'm so unhappy.
It was actually a really boring game, and I don't think people were very excited, and I think the commentary actually made it worse. And I was disappointed in the commentary team. I don't think they realized the game ended
at the end. Did the Red Sox win?
Yeah, they're like, and yeah, that's it. Okay, so they call that, and the clock at zero, and that's it. Hey, guys, this is the first time that these guys are winning this in 736 years. Can you give the Eagles some fucking love? Like, they've been waiting a long time for this. And then they went crazy and people ate horse shit, literally, on the streets, like weirdos. They destroyed their city and then ate horse crap off the ground to celebrate winning a Super Bowl. Which is not that different between what we do here in Canada.
When we win the cup?
When Vancouver wins, they destroy the city.
Or loses, they destroy the city.
And it's weird because it's like a thing that happens worldwide. It's like, hey, we're so excited about our teams winning, we need to make the place we live worse. Is that a way of like universally equalizing places in the world?
I think that's just a way of reminding us that there are a lot of fucking assholes out there.
I'm drunk, maybe. Okay, I have nothing else to talk about. I saw a gif of the queen being really excited about a cow. That was fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
How about you guys? What else you got?
Hold on.
He's like loading. Loading memories. Yeah, don't worry, guys. I wrote down a bunch of anecdotes just in case a conversation came up. Let me go over to my notepad where I jot down human thoughts.
You say this, but...
I'm drinking Kronenbourg 1664 Blanc, which is one of the greatest beers known to ham. But my problem with it is that the bottle looks like Michelob Ultra. Michelob Light or something.
The blue and here's white. A funny thing that happened in Japan, okay?
Are you even listening to me?
He doesn't care about your beer.
You told me to find a funny something.
Yeah, you can make an interesting segue instead of being like, I'll start talking okay, in the middle of this again. Sentence.
Let's try this again.
Okay.
Keep talking about your boring alcohol, please.
This Kronenbourg Blanc, which is delicious and has a very fruity palate, it looks like a Michelob Ultra bottle sometimes when I glance at it. And it makes me sad, but it says 1664 on the bottle around it in raised glass, and then sometimes from the back you can just see the 6 and the 6, and I'm like, oh man, that bottle says 666, but I know it doesn't.
Wow.
There, I teed you.
My life has been changed by this conversation. I feel like success is coming now. I've learned so much.
Speaking of things that look like things they actually aren't.
Yeah, see, perfect segue. Perfect segue.
So, in Japan, some kids have been coloring in Beauty and the Beast coloring books, but they've been doing it wrong. They don't color the middle part of the dress, so it looks like... It basically looks like Belle has, like, a little strap over her tits and, like, her bare belly showing.
Oh no, kids,
bringing it back to porn.
Kids in Japan are doing what kids here have done ever since we had coloring books.
Wait, is this true? Did you do this?
Did you not do this?
I was not given coloring books. It was not safe for me.
It was not safe for Chinese people to use coloring books?
No, it's just me.
Why? Is this a real thing? Please tell me this is
no,
a real
I
thing.
No, I just didn't have coloring books.
Why didn't you have coloring books?
I don't know. I didn't ask for them.
You did?
Who hurt you?
Yeah, what the fuck did you... What did you do as a kid?
I
used my imagination.
Okay, yeah, but here, it looks like...
Why are you being so cagey about this? Who didn't have coloring books? Kayla, did you have coloring books?
I certainly did.
Jesus.
Also, this doesn't look anything inappropriate. It just looks like they're not finished coloring their picture. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, that's all that looks like. That's just something that we've been doing here for ages. Why is this any shocker? Oh, little Asian kids are being pervy. Color me fucking surprised. Okay, you know what? Every time you bring up anything that can be related back to Asian people being pervy, I'm putting a dollar in the Asian people are perverts jar. Because I think all Asian people are perverts. I had $1 when people were like, Aziz Ansari is a creep. I'm like, fucking shocker. Dollar in the jar. And now I'm adding a dollar in the jar for this. But guess what? I did this too. And mine were way better. And you would jerk off to the ones that I did because I would draw in other parts of it and make their outfits extra sexy. Do you want to see what it looks like when Ariel is Vampirella?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I know you do.
No, so the mom of this kid who colored it in was like, I don't think the Beast is going to be able to keep his composure.
Oh.
And other people responded to her, looks like the beauty is pretty wild too. It's going to be hard for the Beast to keep his eyes on her face. And little by little, the two fell in love. Can't wait to see your daughter's next art project.
We're making such a big deal out of this. A kid didn't color in the thing properly. The mom made a joke on Facebook, and people are like, aha, yes, that is suggestive. Let's
you
make
ask me for something to talk about.
Yeah, but this is the dumbest fucking thing you could have possibly talked about. You know what your corner is going to be called? Bullshit corner. The corner of absolute... This is where dog shit goes to die, and you find the worst stories of all time. You could have talked about SpaceX landing, literally anything. And
they sent a car to the moon, I guess. That's
a car? Like a Buick?
Yeah, or something.
Dodge Ram.
Some rich dude put some car into space, and he was like, "Woo, that's all."
Woo!
Oh, you know what?
You know, I rely on you for news, right?
This is a really interesting story about a guy sending a car to space, and you did 1/1,000,000,000th of the research on that as you did to this. You translated this Japanese article.
Oh wait, he was in space too. He was in space too, or was he just? I thought it was just a car.
You don't even know because you were researching whether or not a kid colored in a blast. You're like, you know what? This is worth going to Google Translate and figure out the Japanese for this.
It was actually from an article, so I didn't have to do it myself.
But you would have, and that you disgust me. But this is exactly what I wanted you to do, and this is amazing. This is going to be our cover photo.
I generally don't understand what happened though. Like, was he in the car in space or what?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you should be the one to figure that out.
Why?
You have to do some mind expanding research for this. You can't bring up shit like, yeah, some nigga went to space. I don't know.
You told me to bring it up.
I didn't tell you to bring up anything about space.
You said SpaceX.
Yeah, I said that. You could have talked to me. This isn't SpaceX. No one sent a car. Did you think that Elon Musk sent a Tesla to the moon?
That's what people told me.
That is not what happened.
Wasteful.
Who are you talking to?
People who like to trick me.
You need to cut these people out of your life.
It was on the internet. It means it's true.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, no, he didn't.
Space sports car. It's a car. It's real.
It's in space.
All right. Well, that's all for this week's Uncut.
It's really a car.
You all fucking disgust me, and I hate myself most of all. Okay. Anything else you guys want to say and get off your chest before you have to tamp it down for midterms?
Talk about how The Bachelor lied to me.
Oh, please. Bring it out.
Oh, my God.
I think we should save this for main episode. This seems important.
I should say what?
We should save this for the main episode. It seems important.
Okay, I mean, it's pretty important. We'll save it.
All right, we're saving it. Thanks to everyone for listening. Until next time, remain podcasting. Bye. Thank you.